Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Friday, May 9th. Renewal work set to begin on the Saugeen First Nation Amphitheater area. A launch event was held yesterday at the site, where a collaboration between Saugeen First Nation and Saugeen Shores-based Backyard Boys Landscape will allow six young men from the First Nation community to gain hours toward their masonry certification on the job. Stone walls, walking paths, and gardens are some of the enhancements planned. Chief Conrad Ritchie says the collaboration on the historically significant site helps build a stronger relationship.
As human beings, we're wired for connection, and I think the more we do things like this and work together and collaborate together, and we put all our energies into this, and then people will feel that, you know, that spirit.
The scope of the work may include the demolition of the remains of the Wesley United Church that was destroyed in a fire in 2020. Georgian Bluffs is joining a chorus of municipalities opposing strong mayor powers. Council passed a motion at its meeting this week to send a letter to the province asking for Georgian Bluffs to be immediately removed from the list of municipalities designated under strong mayor legislation. Sue Carlton is Georgian Bluffs mayor.
It is not the mayor's position and should not be the mayor's right to overrule others on council simply because they do not agree with the majority. Giving one person that much authority over the opinions and decisions of the majority removes democracy from our government process.
Several municipalities in Bruce and Gray counties, including Owen Sound and Saugeen Shores and others, are publicly opposing the new strong mayor powers, which the province expanded earlier this month. South Bruce OPP will host two information sessions next week to help people avoid frauds and cryptocurrency scams. They're both set for next Wednesday, one at the Walkerton Legion and the other at the Davidson Center in Kincardine. According to the OPP, residents of Southern Bruce County have reported losing more than $350,000 this year to online crypto scams. On the national news, the first American Pope has been elected. 69-year-old Cardinal Robert Prevost of Chicago has been named the head of the Catholic Church. He has chosen the name Pope Leo XIV. Prime Minister Mark Carney congratulated Prevost on his election to lead Catholics around the world. The 2021 census found over 10 million Canadians identify as Catholic. And Canada's first mini-nuclear power plant will be built in Ontario. The province gave the green light for a small modular reactor to be built next door to a nuclear plant in Darlington. It'll cost about $21 billion and create enough energy to power 300,000 homes. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks poised for more gains at the opening bell this morning on continued momentum from the U.S.-UK trade deal. Yesterday, a broad rally. The Dow was up 254 points to 41,368. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed higher as well. The tech stock benchmark up more than 1%, while the TSX was up 92 points to 25,254. Bitcoin continuing the rally, another 2% higher this morning to over 103,000 US. The price of oil 2% higher as well, 61 per barrel, while gold's up a half point to 3,330 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 71.86 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Broadhead with the morning sports presented by REMAX. The Edmonton Oilers delivered their sixth straight comeback win, beating Vegas 5-4 in overtime. Oilers now head home with a 2-0 lead. Washington's 3-1 victory evens their series with Carolina at 1. Tonight, Toronto is in Florida. The Maple Leafs can go up 3-0 with a win. Winnipeg hosts Dallas. Stars are up 1-0. The Anaheim Ducks hired Joel Quenneville as their new head coach. Oshawa downed London in Game 1 of the OHL Championship. That's the Knights' first loss of the postseason. PWHL Ottawa upset Montreal in the first one of that series. Remember, the Victoire picked the charge as their first-round opponents. Golden State lost to Minnesota. That series is tied at 1. Blue Jays beat the Angels to snap their 4-game skid there in Seattle tonight. And Pope Leo, who's from Chicago, is a White Sox fan, according to his brother. It didn't bring them much luck yesterday. They lost to Kansas City 10-0. Now, here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. A busy weekend for local lacrosse teams. The Junior B North Stars have home games in Durham tomorrow night and Sunday afternoon, while Owen Sound Senior B team takes on Collingwood tomorrow at the Meaford and St. Vincent Community Center. And it's the final weekend of the 5th Annual Lures in Line Spring Trout Derby, which wraps up Sunday. You can catch all the latest leaderboard updates on the Lures in Line's Facebook page. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weekend weather's up next. Sunshine today with a high of 12, then clear sky tonight and a low of 1. And for the weekend, a nice outlook, mainly sunny tomorrow and Sunday with highs of 16 and 19.